Well, good morning today. Some people back from the travels the other parts of the world. Welcome back, Samuel and Hannah. Helping to fill the queues again. Hallelujah. You know, I have a book here, and it's the Holy Bible. And there's no other religious book in this world like this book. This book has done with no other book has done. Do you know the reason why you had English as the main language all over the world? This book, the book from the Reformation, the authorized version of the Bible. That's how English became the standard language. It was through this word. It's an amazing book. We live in times where we see the Word of God being unfolding before our eyes, and we look at the ignorance of people in the decisions they make. If you lived in the time of Jesus, there was a man called Judas. Now, if Judas had known the Word of God, and reading the Word of God, he'd have said, I'm not going to be that guy who betrays Jesus. But he lived in ignorance, and he fulfilled Scripture. We have got politicians today living in ignorance, fulfilling Scripture. And all they're going to do is put a heavy burden upon their back. Bible says, you entangle with Jerusalem, it's going to be like a millstone around your neck. They're not going to solve the problem. Why can't it solve the problem? Because the problem's already solved with Scripture. We have this book, and people don't understand it because it gives prophecy, but the prophecy is worded in the past tense. Then we have the Scripture where it gives events that happened, and the Scripture tells us, see, the events that happened, they're going to happen again. So we have a book, and then people are in ignorance to it, they'll suffer the consequences. And the problem when you have leadership in nations is the people that talk can bring judgment upon nations and the power of God to come against everything they try to do. But when you stand upon the Word of God, there is freedom and there is deliverance, and there is the release of the presence of power of God to solve all situations and all problems and all difficulties. This morning I just want to speak about being caught in a snare. And being caught in a snare can happen to Christians as well as non-Christians. And the Scripture we're starting off with today is found in Psalm 142. And the first thing to note is that anyone can be caught in a snare or in a trap without taking a deliberate path. You don't need to go down a path of wickedness or unrighteousness or evil to be caught in a trap. The psalmist in Psalm 142 said, you knew my path and the way I walked. See, God, you knew it the way I was walking. But it was people who laid a snare for me. There were people who put a trap for me and I never saw it. And the psalmist goes on to say something that has never changed. He said, I looked to my right, I looked to my left, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. That has never changed. Nobody cares for your soul. The people in the world, what do they care for? They want to make money. They want power. They want influence. Go to the book of Revelation. Quoted it a few weeks ago. And it tells you what's happening at the end of days come. They want gold, they want silver, they want the precious metals. They want everything that's going. And it goes through a whole list of things. Second last things is slaves. And the last things was the salt of men. Okay. Nobody cares for your soul. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah, God cares for your soul. God says your soul is precious. Mm-hmm. And so people get caught in a trap. Who cares? We've got big problems with drugs. Government doesn't care. They don't have a solution. They're very happy to just give people mess, keep them quiet. But that is the world in which we live in. And it says here, no man cared for my soul. And it has twofold implications. Nobody cared what happened to David, the psalmist, and more importantly, nobody cared for his eternal condition. Nobody cared. And the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So therefore, every individual has own responsibility for the soul. Because the Bible says, what if you gain the whole world? What if you get all the riches, get to your career positions, gain everything you desire, and you lose your soul? God said, get the whole world, get all the power, get all the authority for yourself, no. Because in the balance, your soul is still worth more than all of that. Plus, there's just life. They will pass. The person goes into eternity and leaves everything behind. And nothing. No more power. No more influence. But the psalmist says in Psalm 143, verse 3, it goes on further to detail about the trap that David was in. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Satan wants, and he does persecute your soul. Powers of darkness, they will come to persecute your soul. They come and they want to bring you low, and they want you not to believe God's word. They bring circumstances into your life, and they say, see, where's God now? Where's God now? And they bring you low, and they'll torment, they will tease, they'll say, but where's God? Where's your God now? You see, everybody has to make a decision what side they're on. You're either going to be on God's side or you're not on God's side. There's no sitting on the fence. Politicians think they can sit on the fence or make decisions. They're either for God or against God. Amen. And the psalmist says, they keep you in darkness. And you don't know what. You're stumbling about. And you're treated as though you were already dead. And so snares come, and snares are set because of sin. In Romans 11:19, let the table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. So let them be caught in a trap. Let them receive the recompense of what they've done. In Ecclesiastes it says, snares are due to man's ignorance. Just like Judas was ignorant what the scripture said about him. Politicians are ignorant of what the Bible said about Jerusalem. But what it says in Ecclesiastes, for man also knoweth not his time. He didn't know his time. You don't know what, you go and speak to people, they don't know what days they're living in. They couldn't tell you anything about what the scripture says about what lies ahead. And one thing I would say here, when God took the Jewish people into captivity in Babylon, he brought them back. Yeah. When he scattered them to all the four corners of the earth, he brought them back. But he says, I brought them back to stay. He said, there's going to be a day I'm going to put a hook in every single nation and pull them to the land of Israel. They're not going by their free will. They're going because there's a God in heaven who's going to judge the nations. But the Bible says here, for man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. People are snared in an evil time. We live in an evil time. The days in which we live are evil. The Apostle Paul talked about it back in his time, saying that days are evil. The days in which we live are evil. And people are caught in snares and they have no knowledge whatsoever. So who is the enemy? In 2 Timothy it says, it's a snare of the devils who are taken captive by him at his will. Satan is a great enemy. And look what it says. People are taken captive at his will. In an evil generation, blindness, caught. They're in a snare, they're in a trap, and Satan's behind it. And it's not difficult to make people captive. It's easy to entice people. Money entices people, drugs entices people, all sorts of things entice people, and before a person knows it, they're in bondage. None of the drug addicts, and we've worked with them over the years, none of them started out wanting to be a drug addict. But like so many people, they think they can touch things and still overcome and not affect them. And then they're caught in a trap. So how do you end up with addiction? How do you end up seemingly with unsolvable situations? Because you're trapped. The enemy comes, Satan comes, and he puts a trap. And the Bible says, he takes people captive to that. It's not a problem to him. And it's all casually accomplished before you have any idea what's taking place. And of course, the devil's purpose is to destroy your soul. To destroy your soul. And so he will do everything to entrap you. But there is one who is greater, and his name is Jesus. And the name of Jesus has power and authority over all the powers of darkness and over all the works of darkness. The Bible says Satan is a father of lies. Ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father. Listen to what Scripture says. The lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He didn't abide in the truth because there's no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, and he speaks of his own lies because he's a liar. And people are deceived, and it's just like a blindness comes over them and a long day. And a pot and a snare. And a number of important points I highlighted because Satan lusts after things. What is lust? A passionate desire for something, a sensuous appetite regarded as sinful. And from Scripture we know he wanted to exalt his throne above God. He wanted preeminence, he wanted the worship, he wants everybody to bow down. He lusted after worship. He lusted after power. And he still lusts after worship and power. The Bible says he's a murderer and there's no truth in him, and he's a father of lies. And the Bible goes on to say, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So he is the God of this world. And it blinds people's eyes. The Bible says he comes as an angel of light. Deception comes to bind and to pull you down and to put you in chains, put you in a trap, and leave you there because he hadn't got any care whatsoever for you. He wants to destroy you. In Revelation 12 it says the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Now imagine the power that he has. He deceives the whole world. You think of all the governments. They know the word of God. They get deceived. And Satan is behind them. And the great dragon was cast out, an old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He deceived men that dwell on the earth. But John said, but we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the lap of the wicked one. And Paul, when he writes to Timothy, says, there's ways to deal with this, for people to have freedom. Paul said to Timothy, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. See, when you're caught in a trap, and when you're being deceived, and blindness is covering your mind, you start to oppose yourself. You become your own worst enemy. And the thing about the scriptures, when you go to the scriptures, because people don't know the scriptures, they start at Genesis. But Genesis is not the first, the oldest book in the Bible. The oldest book in the Bible is the book of Job. So the very book, which is the oldest, opens up and right away says, you live in a world where there's unseen spiritual realms.
Yeah.
Powers of darkness, the powers of God. And you're in the middle. And you have no clue what's going on because you don't see into the spirit. And so people are easily deceived and caught. And that's why Paul says, and meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. The way to be set free is acknowledging the truth. And the truth is found in a person. And that is Jesus Christ. You have to acknowledge who he is. He is the Son of God. He has come, God incarnate, and the Bible tells us about his death and his resurrection. And about his resurrection, it says, with infallible proofs, God raised Jesus from the dead. It's undeniable. The proofs are overwhelming. It's infallible. And it said, if God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledging of the truth. So you notice that people are in bondage and their own worst enemies. They oppose themselves. And repentance is what they be before God. And freedom only comes when you acknowledge the truth, because the truth sets you free. And it goes on to say that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So it's an amazing thing. The God of this world looks to bring people into a trap and to ensnare them and to keep them in bondage. And Paul says, you know, the truth sets you free, and you may recover yourself. So if you recover yourself, you're not relying on me, and you're not relying on the elders of the church. The Bible says you can recover yourself. And you can recover yourself from a trap that the most powerful being outside of God himself has set for you. Now that's quite amazing. The Bible says here that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You can be recovered from the bondage that has happened. And the Bible also goes to say those who oppose themselves. There are examples in scripture of people opposing themselves. Acts 3:13. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. They denied. They said, we don't want him. Crucify him. We will have nothing to do with him. Acts 4:27, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. So they gathered together, everyone was gathered together against Jesus. Everybody's gathered together against Jesus today.
Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun. It hasn't stopped the gospel. It hasn't stopped the power of God moving. Because no force power out of hell can stop the moving of God's Spirit and for the fulfilling of God's work. Acts 18:6, and when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he took his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth, I will go to the Gentiles. So you can see the effect when you oppose yourselves, when you oppose the gospel. But the Bible also says, peradventure. Perhaps you've got the possibility for this, for a man who will receive instruction. And many times people think when we speak and give instruction, it might be for control or different things. But the Bible's very clear. If you want freedom, you have to take instruction. When there are difficult situations and you don't take instruction, you're not going to move from these difficult positions. For a man who will receive instruction, peradventure, if you're going to receive instruction, I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And look what happened to the wicked city when Jonah went to Nineveh. Matthew said, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment against this generation. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And so when there's repentance there, there is freedom. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say, to the man who acknowledges the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's always about a truth encounter. It's always about the truth. And it's always back to Jesus Christ. And so you must be willing to take instruction. When you get into a place where you feel I'm trapped, it's not necessarily my own making how I've ended up here, but I've been trapped. And this is what the Bible says in Proverbs. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cause of his sin. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. He shall die without taking instruction. And this is what the Bible says. And meekness instructs in words, that peradventure will give repentance and acknowledging of the truth. And so the Bible says, if you knew the gift of God, the famous verses of Scripture, the wages of sin is death, but if you know the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is for those who don't know Christ, is to come and experience Jesus as our Saviour. For those who know the Lord, and they end up finding they've been trapped by something that's happened, there's not mentioned all the consequences. There is a way out, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're going to be effective, and if we're going to be effective, include myself as well, if we're going to be effective in this day and in this generation, then there have got to be people who want to take instruction and obey the instructions of the Word of God to ensure that we get set free from any trap of the enemy, any entanglements, anything that is holding us back and keeping us back. We take instructions so that we might be set free. And it's only when you're set free can you go and preach for others to be set free. And so we have been set free when we give the Word of God, that we might be carriers of that presence of God and of the power of God, that we might be the representatives of Jesus Christ. You know, the children of Israel, because of their backsliding, because of all their wickedness, the people from the nations would say, is that the people of God? They brought dispersion, they brought down the name of God himself because of the way they lived. Every one of us were called to be free because we're called to carry the reputation of Jesus Christ. And we can't set people free unless we're free ourselves. We can't let people be free if we don't know the truth, and we don't acknowledge the truth, we don't live in the truth. We've got to be filled with the Spirit of God. We've got to be one people who will come and take instructions, what the Word of God says, and obey the Word of God. And so if you're obeying God and you find yourself in the trap, you can start to pray for God to bring deliverance. Because God hears the cries of his people. God hears and God answers prayer. The prince of the power of the air, the God of this world. His power might be displayed in different places. But his power is temporary. It's not always going to be there. And the days are finally starting to close in. And so we want to be people of God who know whom we believe. We're walking in freedom. We're not being captured and being found in a trap we can't get out. We want to walk in the freedom that Jesus has given us. To be filled with the Spirit of God so that we can live for Jesus and that we can see people being set free by the power of the gospel. So let's pray. Father God, we just come today. Father, we know that snares can be set. We know through ignorance people we can caught. But Father, we as your people do not want to be ignorant. We as your people, we want to know your word, your truth, and how to live for you in the power of the Holy Ghost. And so Father, we just pray now in Jesus' name that you quicken your word to every heart and every life for your glory. Amen.